Welcome to DM to GM. This is the place where we answer your questions so you feel more comfortable playing games around the table. I'm your DM from Dungeons & Dragons, Russ Moore.
And I'm your GM from The End of Time and Other Bothers, Sean Howard.
And this week, Sean, we have a big question from a guy named Sean.
We do.
And he didn't tell me what the question was.
Okay.
I love it.
So I want to do an episode where we figure out what we don't agree on as GMs and DMs.
Okay.
Because we've had a lot of episodes where we're like, oh, we sort of agree there. Okay, so start thinking of things you think that you might be able to get me to disagree with you on. Okay? So
Okay,
I'm gonna start with one that I'm pretty sure I can get you to disagree on.
I need to get my notepad. Here, notepad is number one.
Cheating on a dice roll. I say, yeah, that's what the screen is for. Russ?
This is a bad start because I've gotten called out for cheating on dice rolls before, Sean.
That is the problem with playing with your player and wife right beside you.
Yeah. It was one of these moments where I was a player in the game. I wasn't running the game, but I was a player and I wanted something really cool to happen. And I know Tom wouldn't let it happen if the dice didn't tell it. So I rolled it. And I didn't scoop it. I just left it there. But I was like, yeah, I rolled a 17 or whatever it was. And then I see Amy look down at my dice and then she just whispers loud enough to be heard in the mic, what's your plus? Like,
nah. Okay, but that's as a player. Okay, that's as a player. As a GM.
As
a GM.
Yeah.
Would you cheat on a die roll?
Yes.
Okay, damn.
And I have.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
Okay, so we're batting 0 for 1 right now.
Batting 0 for 1. Okay.
Prepping, here we go. I'll go to the next one. Prepping ahead of time. Sean, would you do it?
How do you define ahead of time?
More than 30 minutes before people show up.
See, I would say hour, but you mean...
Okay, more than an hour before people show up.
I don't think I'm a... I would say I'm not like... Okay, do I answer theoretically or behaviorally, right?
So behaviorally.
Theoretically, I'm not opposed. Okay, I'm not violently opposed to the idea, theoretically. Behaviorally, dear God, no. It is a rare ray of sunlight in Northern Canada that I actually prepare ahead of time. It's funny. I used to get so stressed out about it that Eli started doing this thing where he would make me go on a dog walk the day before and just pepper me with questions to get my brain started.
Eli was forcing you to prep ahead.
Yeah, he was
tricking
was
you into prepping ahead. Was, that's so good. Way to go, Eli.
Whereas you're what, 5 days ahead?
I mean, in a perfect world, like I'm 1 to 2 days ahead. Like I have big overarching ideas that I have planned, but like session to session, it's 1 to 2 days ahead. And then I only give myself, you know, 2 to 4 hours depending on my schedule.
2 to 4 hours. Yeah. Very rarely. It was funny. The one shot I recently ran that you were part of, that I prepped ahead. That was weird feeling.
Yeah. It was. And you know what? It was good. Not that I'm saying your other stuff isn't good.
I think it would have been better if it had been an hour ahead.
Because you had, what did you have? You had characters, you had backstory, you had reason, you had location, you had things figured out.
That's true.
I mean, we didn't as players, but
no,
you know,
no.
that's the game.
All right.
Play Monster of the Week, everybody.
All right. Making up a rule.
Give me an example.
So, let's combine it. I'm going to combine these two. Basically, making up a rule in order to pretend that you know the rule. So I would say, okay. I do this.
Early Russ, no. He was a very look at the book, hold on, stop play. We need to figure out how this works.
So Matthew Mercer, stop the game, open up, flip through.
Yeah, because you don't want to get it wrong because D&D is sponsoring you, right?
All that D&D money, yep.
Now, I am a big fan of the ruling where I have a vague understanding of how maybe the rule works, or maybe I don't, but playing it so that it makes sense within the world is more... If it's a die roll, just if it's high, like, just do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, rulings over rules is where I land now. Old Russ, rules. Hardcore rules as written. Now, what's a rule? Let's just play. We go four sessions without rolling a dice sometimes now. So, yeah. You?
Yeah, I'd say old Sean would literally just make up a rule. Just basically, I guess we just call it lying.
Yeah.
New Sean would just be make a ruling or a house rule. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be like, so, yeah, no, let's just move on.
I'm gonna foreshadow this episode by the end here and say that us hanging out together has changed each other in the way we play.
Probably.
Yeah.
I got one. Middle of a battle. It's heated. It's intense. But there's a lot of rolling. It's boring, really. Mm-hmm. So you just cut to denouement. You cut to battles over. You don't even tell the players. You're just like, they're like, they just did their last roll. It went horribly. And then you're like, you're standing on a plane, blood everywhere. You just cut to the battle's over. Sean does this all the time. Russ?
Never once have I done that.
We found something!
We found one.
We did it.
No, never once have I not finished battle that way.
It's so fun.
I'm going to now. but... I have changed stat blocks on the fly if it's taking a long time.
Yeah, we all do that.
Absolutely.
We all do. Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, no one can know that. No one really knows the difference. Like, you can just describe the character, you know, describe the character they're fighting differently. They get bloodier and bloodier, broken arms, bones sticking out. Now they realize that they're winning. It doesn't matter what the HP is necessarily at that moment. But because it's not something I ever thought of. Like, why wouldn't you play out a battle to the end, even though it's boring? Sean? Okay. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe we are agreeing on the two. Yeah. It's super fun. Like, I love doing the ones like, it's a horrible battle. Someone rolls horribly against the big bad, right? Yeah. And then you just cut to the smell of smoke, the cries of soldiers, right? The scent in the air. And then you're like, and there's only two of you standing on the field of battle, right? Yeah, and it's so fun for them that you just watch the players' eyes all go wide trying to figure out who's not standing, and they could be gone, they could be whatever, right?
Sure.
It's just a great moment, I find, for taking a battle that will drag on and then end in the same way after, to cutting you right to the next moment of intensity, right? Like, in the story.
So, in that moment now, I guess it could be a good conversation point. In that moment, you just let that linger, or do you call out? Or do you call out who's there, or do you improv?
Yeah, yeah.
Or do you improv say just basically the two people who start talking are the ones in the scene?
Well, you so know me. So I would, with the end of timetable, I'll often let the table, if they look like they're going to step in, I'll let them decide who's not there. Sure. That's an offer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. If my table wants to make the offer of who's not there, I'll totally run with it. Right. But I'll also often just, I'll tease it just to give that moment of drama where they all suddenly realize what's happening. And then I will often sometimes say, right, Egerton is not to be found or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, you can also just hang it on that moment and have them decide who's not there.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it becomes finding that person or finding what happened to that person. Yeah.
It gets rid of, for me, I just get bored in the battle, but then it also gets rid of what next at the end of a battle. It's like you could just sort of like, right? You could be like, and you do need to explain if it's a major battle, like what happened, right? Like, you do need to have a way. So I'll usually have an NPC running up, like, you know, the general was seen riding north, but. And they'll be like, well, did you see a small blue, right? And then they're like, well, there was a big cage full of a bunch of people, right? I won't give them 100%, right?
Like, yeah, it's just the assumption that maybe they got swept up in that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Cool. I like that. So, not something I disagree with, but something that I just hadn't thought of. I know.
Damn, I thought we'd have disagreement there. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn it. This show would be so much better if we're like,
if we were just the opposite people. We're slowly becoming the same person, Sean. There's got to be something else here. What don't we agree on? What don't we agree on? I mean, I'm trying to find it.
That's what I'm trying to find.
I'm just saying, keep saying it until the thing comes. That's good brainstorming, is you just keep saying the same thing over and over again until it becomes something different.
Go back and listen to our brainstorming ideas episode.
Yeah.
Sexism and racism in our game. No, we're both against that.
Yeah, both against that. Go back and listen to our sexism and racism in your game episode. This is just the glossary of all of our episodes.
All right, running a game when you don't yet know the rules.
So you sit down, like you pick a game.
Yeah.
Do you read ahead or do you just sit down with everybody and just dive in? That's the question.
Well, yeah. Well, not 100% because even I wouldn't do that. So I would like let's say, you know, I've read the book. I've read through it. I don't get it. I'm not 100%. Right. Do you run the game?
Yeah. Go back and listen to Facing Fate season one and season two. I don't know the rules even to the end of the game.
Yeah. Okay. We're on the same page. Okay. So we'll throw it out to you listeners out there. If you think you have a question that might separate the wheat from the chaff or the rust from the Sean, please send it to us. You can email it to dm2gm@gmail.com. No, I got
dm2gmcast@gmail.com.
Or on our Discord, which you'll find a link to in the show notes, or on Twitter. What are we on Twitter?
I don't know. It's down in the description. We're on Facebook,
down in the
Twitter,
description.
And Discord. Links are down in the description.
We're now being sued by Disney. And right. If you think you have a question that might help, or that you think you want to see, where does Sean and Russ land? Maybe we can find some disagreement. But it sounds like we're in agreement.
Yeah, sorry about that. I know this was like your big reveal, and then it's like, but Sean, we're the same person.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Well, that's DM to GM, everyone. Please get your game on, start your table, and get playing. I made up a new tagline.